Four teenage girls saved the lives of a man and his 11-year-old brother this week. A charity boss has big ambitions to dramatically reduce homelessness in Norwich. Youths on mopeds are accused of driving residents living near Norwich Airport mad as the young men race their mopeds near the park and ride.
Yes, four teenage girls saved the lives of a man and his 11-year-old brother when they got into trouble in water at a beauty spot. Vic O'Leary, 23, and Ryan Holmes, 11, were cooling off in the heat wave at Horsted Mill when they started to struggle in a selection of rapids. Mr. O'Leary said, "We were getting pushed up and down and I was shouting for help, but people were looking but weren't really doing anything." But Taylor Walker and Ellie Brind, both 16 from Norwich, and Jessica Burden, 16 from Felthorpe, and Casey Knight, 15, also from Felthorpe, came to their rescue after paddling out to the pair with their inflatable rubber ring. Mr. O'Leary said, "One of them couldn't swim herself, so they got on and paddled out and tried to save us. That's pretty brave."
A charity boss has big ambitions to dramatically reduce homelessness in Norwich. Dr. Jan Sheldon, chief executive of St. Martin's, which helps homeless people off the streets, said, "By 2021, we want the number of homeless people in Norwich to be in single figures. The main way it hopes to do that is through its government-funded Somewhere Safe to Stay scheme, which will provide between 15 and 18 beds in a new hostel on Recorder Road from this autumn, if approved. Another major idea is the Housing First project, which would provide a minimum of 20 beds and specialised services in homely environments. This could start at the beginning of next year, depending on funding and housing stock, and the charity would work alongside Norwich City Council to find appropriate properties." Dr. Sheldon said, "The number of people sleeping on the streets is not acceptable. St. Martin's is needed now more than ever." She described the impact of homelessness on a person's well-being as devastating. "A big part of what St. Martin's does is getting people off the streets into accommodation and into employment, and supports 200 people at any one time. St. Martin's, which employs 150 staff, runs Bishopsbridge House Hostel on Gas Hill, which has 37 beds. It also runs other services across the city, supporting people's physical and mental health, as well as helping people with drug and alcohol misuse problems."
Youths on mopeds are accused of driving residents near Norwich Airport mad with their nightly races. In a letter to neighbours on Holt Road in Helsdon, one unnamed resident described the races, which happen from around 6:30pm to 10:30pm every night around the park and ride at Norwich Airport, as incredibly dangerous and hugely disruptive. The group is believed to comprise four young men under the age of 21 on mopeds, who first appeared 3 months ago. Residents said they had had loud music, shouting and revving of engines, and seen races between the mopeds at high speed. A spokesman for Norfolk Police said, "Officers are aware of the cases of antisocial behaviour at Norwich Airport Park and Ride. Officers have been deployed to the area since being notified and have been patrolling the area and will continue to do so."
A new £153 million road connecting the Northern Distributor Road to the A47 is simply unaffordable and unjustifiable. This is the view of the Labour Group at County Hall, as it became the latest organisation to make its stance over the proposed Western Link known. Leader Steve Morphew said that having considered various arguments, the group will be campaigning against the link, which would see the £205 million road joined up with the A47 at Wood Lane near Honingham. Its opposition comes in the same month that Conservative-led Norfolk County Council's Cabinet agreed its preferred route for the link road, and less than a week before council officers prepared to submit the first part of a business case for it. Mr. Morphew said he felt the Western Link scheme had been a rushed process and that more environmentally friendly measures could be taken to address the issue of rat running through villages west and north of Norwich. He said, "We support solving the problem, but we're firmly on the side of finding a better way. There really is not enough evidence to justify spending £153 million, or probably a lot more, on a road that will do considerable harm to the environment. This is an opportunity for Norfolk to lead rather than default to old-school narrow thinking and throw an expensive new road at the problem. We can do better." The case for the Western Link is described as compelling, but we just don't see that. The compelling case is to deal with the rat runs now and rethink how this type of problem is tackled. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Transport, said he was surprised to learn of the Labour Group's position on the road. He said, "They're entitled to their opinion, but they have always fully supported this in the past, so I'm surprised they've come to this judgment. We've had a cross-party working group on the project from day one, and that has included Labour councillors, and the Norwich Western Link was agreed previously by full council, including the Labour group."
The owner of a Norwich market stall, closing after 9 decades in the meat business, has blamed a lack of interest in the career from young people. R.S. Baker & Sons Limited, Butcher's stall, is shutting up shop on the city's market after 90 years. Owner Carl Baker, 53, said, "A lot of the customers, when I've been there, have been crying. People have been going there for years. I had a man, when I was on there the other day, say he remembered us being a shop on the Prince of Wales Road." Mr. Baker, who has been working at the family business since he left school at 17, said, "My grandfather started it 90 years ago and built up a firm and had one or two other shops. He bought an abattoir where we had a fire some years ago, so we shut that down. The stall was not really profitable, so it wasn't really viable to keep going. The main thing was people not coming into the industry, and the lack of young people in the meat industry also meant it was not possible for the lease to be handed over to another butcher's to continue on the market."